I'd have to name Leonard Cohen also as a listen, as an influence. He was one of the first singer-songwriters that I met. He seemed so worldly to me then, you know, like so deliciously decadent.
Yeah.
Is Jesus Was a Sailor, is that in Suzanne, and Jesus Was a Sailor when he walked upon the water? Yeah. That's a gorgeous verse. I'll have to tell you a story about that. Maybe Suzanne is a good choice in conjunction with this vignette. I had been playing in New York in a kind of a folk festival of a very small scale in a club, and there was an artist then, I'll have to think of his name now, I'm so bad with names, Tim Buckley. And Tim Buckley had two albums out at that time. On the first album, he had sandy hair. On the second album, something happened in the printing of the photo, which made him look taller and darker than he was, in fact. And when I saw him in New York at this festival, I was surprised to see he was short and sandy-haired. So we had just played, and my next engagement was in Miami. When I got down there, in the folk scene, was a guy who had a lot of money from some unknown source who claimed he was Tim Buckley. And he looked more like Tim Buckley's second album cover picture than the real Tim Buckley did. So Vince Martin and Freddie Neil and everybody down there really thought he was Tim Buckley, although he never sang for them. And I came in, I said, look, you guys, you know, I just saw the real Tim Buckley in New York. This guy's an impersonator. So the fake Tim Buckley and I went out one day in a boat into the harbor, to Miami Harbor off the coast of Coconut Grove. And we were sitting there in this boat. Now, when conversation turned to Leonard Cohen, and I quoted these lines with my eyes closed. It was just as the sun was beginning to set. I said, and Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and I recited this verse. Towards the end it says, he spent a long time looking from a lonely wooden tower, and when he knew for certain only drowning men shall see him, he said, all men shall be sailors then, until the sea shall free them, but he himself was broken long before the sky could open. This is the key line. Long before the sky could open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath our wisdom like a stone. And I closed my eyes and I hung my head, and the fake Tim Buckley said, look, and I turned, and towards the shore there was a small isolated rain squall, and above it was a cloud. No clouds to the right, no clouds to the left. And above it, the sun was trying to set with these few little clouds. And in the middle of these clouds, it was bright, bright green. And we sat there in amazement, looking at a green sunset. And the green slowly ate its way from the center. The pink ate in, and the green got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and disappeared. So when I came back to shore, I thought, you know, who will believe me? I'm out in a boat with the biggest liar in Coconut Grove, you know, and we've seen this phenomenal occurrence. So I went running back to Vince Martin. Now, in Coconut Grove, there were a lot of kind of paperback novel authors at one time. It was a kind of a bohemian colony, and there were a lot of little novel writers. So I said, Vinny, we just saw the most amazing thing. We saw the green sunset. He said, you saw that? I've never seen it. I've lived down here all these years, and I've never seen it. I said, you mean, you know, you know about it? And he went through all of his paper novels, and he handed me one. He thumbed through it first, and he came to a page. And here were two men sitting on the dock, and one says to the other, have you ever seen the green sunset? And the other says, the only thing I want to see is that's green is money. And the other character proceeds to say that the Seminole Indians say that this vision is extremely good fortune because it's a rare local phenomenon. So we should play Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been. travel with her, and you want to travel blind. And you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.